astute. So metallurgy is the process of obtaining a pure metal from a metal ore. We start off with the mining operation then where we grind up the rock. Now often there'll be overburden at the top which will contain silicates and stuff of not much interest, so we get rid of that stuff. We then get into the ore body. We take that material, we put it through a crusher, a ball mill, and then if we're lucky we can use some characteristics of the particular mineral we're looking at to pre-concentrate the material. So in this case, if we have got a copper iron sulfide mineral, chalcopyrite, this guy then can go through a cyclonic separation because of the density of it. If we're dealing with an iron oxide with some magnetic characteristics, then we can use magnetic pre-separation at the start. It'll pick up the magnetic mineral, it'll leave behind the it's always the silicates and stuff like that that are of little interest that you want to try and get rid of and focus in on the component that contains the metal of interest. Now after you have obtained a concentrated form of the ore, you then convert the mineral to a compound. So in this case here, the mineral is a cohesive solid where there's a discrete chemical structure for the material. A rock, in contrast, will have several or more minerals present, and sometimes there'll be minerals. Sometimes there'll be forms of elements combined with things that are not actually strictly minerals. The definition of mineral, it has to have a crystal structure. So what was a non-crystalline material? Can you remember what that was called, Liam, from last semester? So if we're looking at silica as quartz, okay, that's got a crystal form. What's the sort of silica you find in glass called? So if we're looking at glass in the window. It's called amorphous. Okay, so it doesn't have any regular structure. So there are quite a lot of materials out there then that are not strictly minerals that have this sort of amorphous character to them as well. So what we're doing in the first step then is taking our mineral, converting it to a compound. That compound then will be converted in the next step through to the metal. So this will be a redox process here. Often these things happen simultaneously. So pyrometallurgy is using heat. This will be a roasting process. And that roasting process then often can't be stopped in between the mineral and the metal. So it'll go straight through mineral, compound, metal, all in one go. So that's a typical roasting smelting operation. In the case of the production of aluminium, we're going to look then at the conversion from alumina in this stage here through to aluminium here using electrochemical redox processes. The production of the alumina at the outset will be hydrometallurgy because we start off back here at Weipa then with a mine that's producing bauxite. Well, the bauxite then has got a lot of junk in it, so we have to pre-treat it. And the material that's coming out here has got a high proportion of alumina in it, but it's not pure alumina. So the first thing you do then is hydrometallurgy, turn it into clean alumina, and then the alumina, Al2O3, is then converted through to aluminium at this step here. And then post the initial smelting process, you go through then and clean it up, so you turn it into the product that is of interest. And in the latter part of these lectures, we'll be looking at alloying and the characteristics of alloys as a result of changing the composition of the metal slightly. So, for more active metals, we have to use forcing conditions, and electrolysis is what's used. So in the case of aluminium, it's a very active metal, so we're going to use electrolysis. For the less active metals, we can use chemical methods to carry out the reduction. In the case of iron, for instance, then we can use carbon as carbon monoxide, as the compound that will be used to